In other words, I've got a piece to speak. And blow hot or cold, I'm gonna speak it.
Let's do this, Johnny!
Well, hello, hello! God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters, saints and aints, ladies and gentlemen. This is Brother Ron here, and welcome to another episode of Breaking It Down. And I pray that you're having a wonderful day or week, and that you're blessed and highly favored of the Lord, because I know I am. Wow. So we got a great show ahead of you today. We're going to dip back into our key verse, which we barely touched on last week, which was, hold on a second. Is that Brother Man calling me? Hang on a second.
Yo.
Yeah, what's up, Brother Man? I hear you. Come on, what do you want?
Yo, I know you hear me.
Yeah, I know. I just said I hear you. I hope you hear me today, because we're going to get you some good word. All right. So like I said, we're going to go pick up on the 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'm sorry. Yeah, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And we're going to start out there and camp out there as long as it takes to get through. So I don't know how far we get, but let's pick it up and find out. But first, as we always do here on Breaking It Down, we open it up with a bit of prayer. So let's do that. Open our hearts to God and receive from God. Heavenly Father, we open our hearts. Make us attentive to your word today, to not just hear it and gain knowledge from it, but to actually apply it to our lives, so it'll make a difference in our lives and the lives of those people you've placed in our lives or our sphere and influence. We thank you for it, and we give you the praise and the glory and the honor in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus. All right, so if you got your Bibles out, if not, get them out, blow the dust off the cover and get it out. And I always encourage you to get your Bible out while listening to the podcast, so that you can follow along, and makes the word come alive and makes more sense to you, meaning gives you more meaning as you follow along in the passages that we cover. So get your Bibles out, and I'll turn to 2 Timothy, 2 chapter, verse 15. That's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Now, if you weren't with us last week, we're continuing our study on the Word of God and how we need to study it on our own and get into it. We've been doing this for past few episodes of the show, and we're going to pick up where we left off last time. If you recall, we're in 2 Timothy, which is considered the Apostle Paul's last will and testament. In fact, it's his final last words in the Bible that we have recorded. And remember, if Paul's in prison, he's writing these last words to Timothy, his disciple in the Lord, his son in the ministry, as he refers to him. And he's pretty much leaving his last words, telling Timothy, hey, you've been doing good up to this point, and I know you've got fear because of my circumstances, me being locked up and sentenced to death. And I just say, you've been doing good so far, Timothy, and I just want to encourage you to continue on, to take it to the next level in your Christian walk by studying the Word of God, by getting into the Word of God, to being attentive to what God says, by doing all the good things you've been doing that you see me doing, but to continue on them, and like I said, kick it up to the next level, though I won't be there with you. And if you also recall, we said that 2 Timothy is written by Paul to Timothy, right? It's not written to us directly. It's written to Timothy directly. But I believe, as in all the Word of God, that it is written for us, and that God would be speaking the same words as Paul is speaking to Timothy to us today, to the body of Christ today, that we need to be diligent, staying strong in the faith, not giving up, staying in the Word, as we're going to see, rightly dividing the Word, being a workman approved by God. All right, so we're going to dive right into our key verse today, our passage today. So once again, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. I'm reading out of the King James Version today, starting out today. And it goes, study. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman or workwoman, for that matter, that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let's go back to that. Study. Study to show thyself approved. What does that word study mean? That word study there means to give diligence to focus, to give earnest, focused attention to making sure you're rightly dividing the word of God. So now we can read this verse as now that we know what the study is, we can change it up a little bit and read it as, be diligent to present yourself before God, approved. How? By rightly dividing the word of truth. What's that? Let's stop right there. Rightly dividing the word of truth. What does that mean? Let's break that down. Well, it means to handle correctly, skillfully, to correctly teach the word of God. In the Greek, it means to cut straight. Literally means to cut straight or make a straight cut. If you're a carpenter or a woodworker or you've been around carpenters, you always hear them use the expression, measure twice, cut once. And what they mean by that is to take the time to double check your measurements and ensure they're accurate before you cut the wood, because once you cut it, or take any action, it's irreversible, right? Once you cut that wood, you can't go back and fix it if you cut it by the wrong dimensions or the wrong measurements. So that's what Paul is saying here by rightly dividing the word. We're supposed to be skillful in the word of God, skillful in how we use it and how we work with it. How are we going to show ourselves approved? Well, you want to be as a workman that needeth not be ashamed, right? What this means is that a child of God, or as a child of God, you need to be a skilled workman, like we just said, like a skilled surgeon, a skilled carpenter, an artisan, a student of the word. The word of God is like one great ball. It's like one great big book that needs to be rightly handled, carefully handled, skillfully handled, rightly divided, dissected, carefully taken apart, piece by piece, to properly understand it. And we as born-again believers, we must give ourselves to that diligent study of the word of God, right? We just saw that we are called to be diligent to present ourselves. Let me read this out of the Amplified Bible, because it brings it out a little bit more here. So I'm going to pull out my Amplified Bible here. All right, so here is 2 Timothy 2:15, and reading out the Amplified. It says, study and do your best to present yourself to God approved, a workman tested by trial, who has no reason to be ashamed, accurately handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth. There it is again. I hope that brought that out a little bit more for you, brought the meaning, make the meaning a little more clear for you. Rightly dividing the word of God, rightly teaching the word of God, rightly preaching and speaking the word of God. You know, we're getting close to election season here next month, right? November's election in the United States here. And we can see this when election season ramps up, start up. We'll see voters. We'll start seeing a lot of campaign commercials on TV, on the internet, what have you, in social media. And without exception, all these ads will conclude with a disclaimer. That's what they call it, that the politician being endorsed in that commercial has endorsed this spot. In other words, that commercial will have the politician or a disclaimer at the end saying, yeah, this politician supports, approves the message in this commercial. And usually the person will say, be saying it or quoting like this, this is so-and-so, and I approve this message. This is Joe Biden, and I approve this message. This is Barack Obama, and I approve this message. This is Donald Trump, and I approve his message. Or whoever, whatever politician you want to put in there. You always hear those words at the end of the message. And that same thing that God is saying here, as we call us to be a workman approved of God, he's saying, you handle that word to a point and deliver it correctly to the point where I can put my stamp of approval and saying, this is God, and I approve this message. All right. This is the Holy Spirit, and I approve this message. This is Jesus Christ, and I approve this message. That's what I'm trying to get that point across. I beat that horse to death. I know that. But that's the picture that we're painting here. In 1 Timothy 4:13, Paul says to Timothy, till I come, give attendance to the reading, exhortation, to doctrine, to the reading and exhortation to doctrine. So it's pretty much the same thing as we'll see in chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, preach the word. Paul's encouraging Timothy to give attendance, to make it our goal in reading and speaking, exhorting, you know, the doctrine, which is the Holy Scriptures, the word of God. And Paul is saying this also here, that Timothy, it's hard out here. Well, it's hard out there. You need to make sure you know what you believe and exactly what God is saying. And he says this, as a workman not being ashamed, Timothy, when these hard times come, and they surely will, when this persecution comes to you, you're ashamed, but you're able to stand boldly. As we continue to read on through the book, we're going to see here in chapter 3, Paul begins to emphasize that perilous times are here and it's going to get worse and worse, Timothy. But then he's going to turn his focus onto Timothy, and he's going to lean on the word of God. And as we talk through 2 Timothy, we're going to be seeing this theme develop before us. He's going to be pretty much saying, you know, Timothy, if you're going to endure hard times and persecution and suffering, it will only be as you're anchored in the word by study. This is what Paul's trying to get across to Timothy and, you know, by way of Timothy to us. This is why I believe he says in 2 Timothy 2:15, if you're going to make it through, if you're going to stay faithful and you're going to live the life that God has asked of you and has in store for you in these crazy, perilous times, and the only way is if you're anchored in the word of God. And you know, like I know he said, I know whom I believed and persuaded that he is able. He says that's the only way, Timothy, you're going to be able to last is if you know that's the word of God. It's if you have had that solid foundation to where you know exactly what the Bible says. You know exactly what God promises are. You know that you know, not from someone else or from what someone else has told you, but by your own diligence, your own rightly dividing the word of truth, by being a workman or a workwoman who faithfully and accurately studies the word of God. So that's 2 Timothy 2:15. There's something else I want to share with you on that. It was a comment from the New Life or the New Living Translation, the Life Application Bible, New Living Translation. Let me turn to that for you and read that note there. That was a study note. That was really good. All right, so I'm reading again from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, this time out of the Life Application Bible, New Living Translation, and the note they have on 2 Timothy 2:15, because God will examine the kind of workers we have been for him. We should build our lives on his word and build his word into our lives. The Bible alone tells us how to live for him and to serve him. Consistently and diligently study God's word so that you will not be lulled into neglecting God and your true purpose for living. Wow, that's powerful, right? Let me read that last part again. Consistently and diligently study God's word so that you will not be lulled, let's put to sleep, into neglecting God. Wow, you don't want to neglect God and your true purpose for living. So when people ask what God's will for their life is, my first question is, are you studying the word of God to find out? Are you in his word, seeking his word? Because that's where you're going to find out, like it says here, your purpose for living, your true purpose for living. And then, you know, if you and the other part of that was, if you neglect the word of God, then you're neglecting God himself. And that, saints and aints, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, is not a good thing to do. All right, so I want to jump down into chapter 3, and we'll probably go back to the rest of chapter 2, but I want to jump down to chapter 3 now. And there Paul goes on to say in chapter 3 that he says in verse 13, chapter 3, but in the last days, evil men and seducers, imposters, shall wax or grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But then he goes on to say further, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast seen or hath been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. All right, let's look at verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known, that is what's going on to get through that. Well, and that has known, verse 15, this is what's going to get you through, Timothy, the Holy Scriptures, which are able. So Paul's basically saying, you know, study, we shall study to show thyself approved, a workman, rightly dividing the work of God, right? Not being ashamed of it. Then he jumped down to chapter 3, verse 13, where we read that in these last days, you guys are from the old school, old church days. You heard the old saints, the old mother especially, refer to the times that we're living as these last and evil days, right? Certain people, Church of God in Christ is one of them, you know, Baptists also. But anyway, they used to always say, or they still say, in these last and evil days. And that's where we are today. Wouldn't you agree? I'd say that we're in the last and evil days here. So Paul's saying that during those times, that evil men, imposters, they're going to grow worse and worse. We're seeing that today as people distort the word of God and handle it incorrectly and putting in deception and just twisting the scriptures around. We see that today, being deceived, right? People being deceived. Christians are being deceived. And then he goes on to say again in verse 14, but continue you, Timothy, in the things which you have learned and have been assured of knowing of whom you have learned them. Okay, you learned them from me, from your mother, your grandmother. We saw that. And that's as from a child, right? Here it is. As from a child, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able. So there's a good thing for you mothers and grandmothers and fathers and grandfathers. You're teaching your offspring, bringing them up in the admonition of the Lord, teaching them the scriptures because it'll serve them well down the line, especially as these days continue to grow more troubling and perilous as we see with all the stuff that's going on in the news lately, right? You know I'm right. Oh, man. Let me back up a little bit. I want to... what's the word I want to focus on back here? Verse 15, and from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able. The word of God is able. Now, what does that word able mean? And it's such a good word. And the word here is dunamis in the Greek. And it's where we get our word today, dynamite. Dunamis, dynamite. And it's a power. It means a power that lives or resides in a thing by the virtue of its nature. It's raw power, raw ability. So what this is saying when Paul says uses the word able, it's saying that the scriptures are, and we saw this earlier in episodes, if you haven't listened to them, please go back and listen to them, especially last week's. But what it says is that the word of God, the scriptures are powerful. The Bible's powerful. These words in there are able to make thee wise unto salvation, which is in Christ Jesus. That's what Paul says there. The word of God, it's dynamo, it's dynamite, it's the generator, it's the motor for action, it's the thing that motivates us, it's the thing that sends us out in life, it moves us to action. Living, powerful, right? The double-edged sword, right? Two-edged sword. It's alive, living, powerful, moves us to action, moves us to perform, moves us to speak, moves us to stand up against evil and against unrighteousness. Wow, I'm getting excited up here. Preach, brother. Preach, Bishop. All right, I'm not going to get to preaching. I'm teaching today, not preaching. You know, maybe I'll do an episode coming up where I just preach, but right now I'm just teaching, right? One thing at a time. So I want to read this verse from Luke 1:27 from the Amplified Bible. It says, for with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without what? Shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. Let me read that one more time in case it doesn't sink into you. For Luke 1:27, and this is the Bible, Amplified Bible. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. So that's basically saying the word of God is going to do what the word of God says, and what God says is going to come to power. His words do not return unto him void. They don't return to him without producing what he sent them to produce. Right? Word of God. It's going to do what God sent it to do. And God is not a man that he should lie. So once he speaks something, you can bet your house, you bet the mortgage payment that it's going to come to pass. May not come to pass right now. May not even come to pass in our lifetimes. But sure enough, as I'm speaking to you on this podcast, whatever God's word says, it shall come to pass. It shall be fulfilled. And that's the reason, again, why in these most trying and troubling times in our world today that we can stand and we are moved to act, because not only to read, study the scriptures, but to be moved and to be moved to action by them. Right. We're not just going to read it for reading's sake. But once we get into that word, we start studying it and we rightly handling it and accurately and dividing it. It's going to move us to action. We just saw that because it sends us out in life. It motivates us, right? It's the generator, the motor in our spirit that gets our spiritual man up and going. That spiritual man impacts the soul, our soul and our mind and our will. And that impacts us, our body, to get out and do what God has called us to do in these last and evil days. So we're admonished to study the scriptures because they move us to action, right? James 1:22 says, but be the doers of the word and not hearers only. Okay. So you're not going to just sit there and hear it, but you're going to let that word work on you and motivate you and move you to action. At least I'm hoping. And it all begins starting with being a workman who's rightly handling the word of God and studying the word of God. All right, let me go a little bit more. I didn't get as far as I wanted today, but that's okay because we'll pick it up again next week. And now, here's what Paul goes on to say in verse 16 in 2 Timothy, was it chapter 5 or in chapter 3? He goes on to say, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means it's God-breathed. It's inspired by God, right? Comes from God's mouth, very breath. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine or teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, for training in righteousness. Why? That the man or woman of God may be perfect, complete, thoroughly furnished or equipped unto all or for every good work. For anything that may come up in your life, the word of God is there to profit you. And again, that scripture was, it was 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Wow. I'm debating whether to go on further. You know what? I'm going to stop here. This is a good place to stop. I know. It's just getting good, and you wanted to get more into it. But I got a lot more to go on there. Like I said, we're going to camp out here until we're released by the Holy Spirit. So I hope that this word was meaningful to you. Go back over the scriptures again, especially 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, and read from there all the way down to chapter 3 and verse 16, where we stop. Meditate on it, chew on it, like the cow chews on the cud, you know, mull it over. You know that in the Air Force, they taught us, I was an instructor for a while in the Air Force, and they taught us that when you train somebody, they lose 90% of that information after they hear it. So like, as soon as you turn off this show, in a few minutes, you're going to forget 90% of what I said. Well, so the convenience or the blessing of having a podcast is that you can replay it over and over and over, over again, hearing it, hear it again. But that's only part of it. You have to add to that actually reading those scriptures, reading them over. And we'll get into more of it hopefully by next week. But you need to read them, to study them, to memory, even go to the full point to memorizing them. And then finally, acting upon them, applying them. And that's how you retain that information. But especially by memorization. This verses I've memorized so long ago. My wife used to help me out. I was at the time memorizing verses, and I'm getting back into that because I need to know them. But I still remember the chapter and verse, the book chapter and verse of those verses to this day. I think it's Romans 1 and 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Romans 12, I think. I got the scripture wrong, but let me finish. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a holy and living sacrifice, which is acceptable to God. I may have messed it up a little bit, but you get the drift. And there's other scriptures, and you probably out there too, that you've heard and you memorized, whether in children's, what do you call it? Sunday school or children's church or whatever they have. Growing up, you may memorize those scriptures, and they come to you. And by memorizing it, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but let me finish this up. By memorizing those scriptures, they're readily available for the Holy Spirit to bring up to you in those times that you need that particular scripture. So the more word of God you memorize, the more available to the Holy Spirit to bring up in those situations where you need a quick answer and you're looking for that answer. And the Holy Spirit's able to bring that memory, that verse out of your memory, and you can quote it and then apply it to your situation. Right? Right. Okay. Oh, man, I don't want to get too long-winded. But no, this is good stuff. This is one of my favorite verses. And I said 2 Timothy and 1 Timothy are two of my favorite books in the Bible. But we'll pick it up back here where we left off at chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. So again, read it, study it, go over that word, and then join us. Come back here next week as we dig down or break it down further. Y'all, it's that time again as we wrap things up on this episode of Breaking It Down. And again, I hope this word blessed you. I didn't get as far as I wanted to get, but come back next week. Check out next week's podcast as we get further into 2 Timothy And I'm sure it's going to even bless you more. So do that. Also, in the meantime, please, please, I implore you, I beg you, get into those, go over those passages of scripture we read today, especially 2 Timothy 2:15 and 3:16. Read from 2:15 to 3:16 and, you know, let again, mull over that. As always, I like to end the show by asking you for a favor to do three things for me. First off, always, always keep me in your prayers. Pray for me in the show. It means a whole lot more to me than you'll ever know. Number two, subscribe to the show if you haven't already on Apple Podcasts, Google Cast, whatever podcasting platform you happen to listen to. You know, subscribe to it so you won't miss another episode. And leave comments. Some of them allow you to leave comments. So leave a comment. Only good comments for y'all about the show. And then number three, the third thing is tell one, two, even three people about the show. Share a link with them. Tell them where they can listen to them. Tell them there's this brother out there who's taking the word of God, taking the word of God and breaking it on down so we can understand it and apply it to our lives and live a godly life. So I'm out of breath, y'all, but come back next week and we'll pick up. Peace. I'm out.